Congregation, the scripture reading for this evening service you can find in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, and there of Psalm 146. The book of Psalms, Psalm 146, where we hear the word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and sea and all that therein is, which keeps truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosed the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loved the righteous. The Lord preserved the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Thus far the reading of God's word. Congregation, let us unite. Happy is he. And happy is she that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord God. The Lord as your only hope and help. That is the heart of Psalm 146. Ultimately, you cannot put your trust in people in whom there is no help. Only those who have the God of Jacob for their help, they have expectation, hope, and therefore, in whom do you put your trust? People? In your understanding? Maybe academically well trained? In whom do you put your trust? Maybe there in our midst, there was a time in your life that you have done that heartfelt choice by grace like Moses, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Or as with Ruth, thy people, you have said it, my people and thy God, my God. You could agree wholeheartedly with Peter, Lord, whom else shall we go? But maybe there are also times in your life of doubts and struggles and inward and outward, times of need. Who is then your hope and help? And therefore I want, with the help of the Lord, meditate with you this evening on Psalm 146, and the theme for this night, that the Lord is the only help and hope. And two main thoughts: do not put your trust
in people. And the second thought, trust in the Lord. Congregation, this psalm is placed as one of the last songs in the book of Psalms. When you divide the book of Psalms, you have, as it were, five chapters. The first two chapters, chapter 1 to 41 and 42 to 71, we hear more personal circumstances of the psalmist and the God of the psalmist. And the middle part, Psalm 72 to 89, deals primarily with the history of the people of Israel, their history and the God of his people. In the next chapter, Psalm 90 to 106, we hear more of general common themes in which we hear who the Lord is continuing is for his children. And then in chapter 5, the last section of the book that begins with Psalm 107 to 115, we hear the psalmist of going on his way home. A saved ones on the way to Jerusalem. And what happens on that way? What is experienced? For example, so opens Psalm 107, so opens chapter 5. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of enemy, and gather them out of the land, from the east and from the west, and from the north and to the south. They wandered in the wilderness. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses. Psalm 116, a test of, he heard my voice and my supplication, because he inclined his ear unto me. For such pilgrims on the way to Jerusalem, sometimes they see mountains, but they turn to the Lord. Psalm 121, I lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord. At times those pilgrims go through valleys, and they cried out with the psalmist of 130, out of the depths I have cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. And at times they may sing, maybe with broken voices, the Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. By congregation, because they know, they have experienced on their journey through life, the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. All who will seek his mercy find him near. He satisfied all those who him revere. Because such pilgrims, they have learned by grace on the way. And the longer on the way, the greater the wonder becomes that it is the Lord who is their only help and their only hope. That is the ever faithful Lord to his word, to his way, and his work in their life. And of such, Psalm 146 testifies. Why the Lord is faithful, and why is the pilgrim's only hope and help. And so the psalmist begins this song. Praise ye the Lord, verse 1. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God. While I have any being, praise. A song of praise, original, in the original, hallelujah. Now you may say, we are not used to that hallelujah. And maybe you listen and you say, yeah, that life of the pilgrim. No, for me it is more. That cry to the Lord in 143, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And yet, we hear this psalmist in 146, with his whole being, with his soul, praise the Lord. Will praise the Lord, while I sing praises unto my God. Now, while I live, while I travel through life's journeys. Lift up this voice. Praise ye the Lord. I praise the Lord. Oh my soul. Can you sing along tonight? Or is it difficult for you? Oh yes, there may be times in your life that you could sing heartfelt, thou wilt finish perfectly what thou for me hast undertaken. But now, with everything that you have brought into church, maybe your worries or studies or your work or looking for work or family or your concerns about the congregation or your planning and your plans for this new week. And yet, congregation, this psalmist had reason to begin this psalm with such, despite traveling as a pilgrim, despite the situation he encounters or she encounters in life. Because this song, this hallelujah, had a foundation, not a hollow, empty, superficial hallelujah, but a deep, profound, very profound tone of amazement, hallelujah. And particularly in this chapter 5 of the book of Psalms, 22 times, of which 20 times, in this last part of the book, in which we hear of whom the Lord is, for strangers here below, for pilgrims. I said, this pilgrim had a reason for this play, for this song, for this praise. The first reason of this song of praise to the Lord is this. Firstly, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. Put no trust. Do not count on them. Do not entrust yourself. Put not your trust ultimately in princes, noble people. That can mean people in a high position as a prince in society or one that can help out. Sometimes that can happen when you go through financially hard times. And maybe you think, well, let us talk to so and so and maybe he or she can help and there is something in your life and let's talk to that one. And do I say that you cannot go for counsel? Of course, that can be God-given means. But ultimately, do not put your trust, your expectation in your original state, the Son of Man. In the Hebrew, there is something, the Son of Adam. In them we should not put our trust, hope, ultimate expectation. Why not, congregation? In the first place, descendants of Adam. Fallen creatures. Darkened understanding. Of which the psalmist had to say, in whom there is no help. We can render these words also, in whom there is no salvation, no deliverance, no redemption, no help. Psalm 49 said thus, they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. the psalmist in 146 says, put not your trust in people. Well, why not? His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth. Man is man. The Lord seizes our breath, and we are no more. The Midrash, a Jewish commentary, says by this verse, sometimes people look to men as it were like a balloon. The greater, the more impressive. But one small point of a needle and all the air leaves. It's not so impressive after all. Psalm 104 said the dust of God's creatures, thou takest away their breath. They die and return to their dust. The psalmist says, as it were, if you had now put your trust in people, and today it may seem very impressive, and tomorrow can be taken away. His breath goes forth, goes out, he returns to his earth, returns to dust. Maybe you had great expectations of such one, but in a single moment, it's taken away. Gone. That's what the third reason points out to us. Why not to put our trust in people? In that very day, his thoughts perish. In that very day. When such a man returns to earth, his thoughts, his plans, his ambitions perish, vanishes away, comes to nothing. The psalm is, the Lord teaches us this night. Do not put your trust. Do not count on men. Maybe even in a high influential position. Maybe very prosperous and wealthy. It's a lesson, congregation, a teaching. Let's be also practical tonight. When in your family or in your personal life there are things that are not go the way you hoped for or wished. And maybe you need the advice of people. Or those that have expertise to assist you. And the Lord can graciously provide such means. But to learn not to put your trust in it. Not as your only hope. Financial challenging times. Oh yes, you can put your finances in order and consult with capable people, of course. But it is in the hand of the Lord that he brings relief. Or even maybe in church life. Things that are organized behind the scenes, even maybe with the best intentions. But congregation, let us not put our trust in it. The King of the Church, the Lord himself, reigns and rules. And to learn by grace, with all the responsibility we have in our life and for our life, let the outcome over to the Lord. To learn, to lean not unto your own understanding. Not my solution, not my way out. Ultimately, the psalmist has to say, and Luther translated this verse in this way, rely not on princes. They are men who cannot help. They cannot save you. And congregation, that is a hard lesson sometimes in life to learn. This is maybe against the flow of our time, of self-help and we organize things. It is against our nature. Also when the Lord has worked in your heart and life. A teaching to be reminded of that. What gives the psalmist an unspeakable joy. What the psalmist also teaches. Put your trust in the Lord. Verse 5 states, happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Happy, blessed are those. Now you would maybe expect that as the God of Israel, that man that had acted like a prince, whose name not changed from Jacob to Israel, a prince who was standing in a difficult situation when he stood at Peniel. Yes, you would expect from such a man that he would begin the psalm, Hallelujah! But no congregation. What do we read? And therefore I think that the Jewish rabbis are right and say, this psalm is a psalm of hope and encouragement. We read, he that has the God of Jacob for his help. God of Jacob. Jacob means supplanter, holding heels. Jacob who had to flee to cover up a lie. One who was in exile, a stranger in a strange land. Jacob, such a life, problems at home, difficulties in the family, and from a business point not always very clear in his intentions. Jacob! Yes, congregation, that is who the Lord wants to be for Jacob's. The God of Jacob, the Yahweh, the ever faithful God to his promises, who told Jacob, being in a most bleak situation of his life, and the Lord tells him, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee. That is the Lord for Jacob. I will. That points to the unchangeable faithfulness of the Lord as only help and hope. And I'll be honest tonight between you and the Lord. Pause for a moment, maybe in the business of Allah in your life, and look back. Can you then deny that the Lord did not make this true in your life? I will be with you. Yet maybe you not always see that. I will keep you. How otherwise could you have come to this very moment? That it is the Lord that says to his children, I will not leave you. What a patience that the Lord has in your life. Even in time, at times that you have to say, I go forward, but he is not there. And backwards, but I cannot perceive him. For Jacob's. The God of Jacob is an help. Where men, people, ultimately cannot help out. Is here. And therefore the psalmist may sing. Is here the God of Jacob. There is one. The only one. For Jacob's. Therefore we may hear it this night. The God of Jacob is an helper. And then you may know this. Maybe you are young, ambitious, anyway. But when you know this, personally by grace, then you are happy. Very happy. Blessed. People may disappoint. But this Lord, this God of Jacob, never disappoints. Blessed and happy, that man, that woman, boy, that girl, maybe in your studies, your work, or you look for work, for those in our midst that struggle, with all the discouragements and disappointments and in time of need, very happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who expected in his or her life only of the Lord his God, whose hope, that is an expectant hope, an hope with looking forward and awaiting hope. In whom? In the unchangeable covenant God, the Lord, the Yahweh. His God, dear, very personal. Happy are you. Where's the Lord as his helper? But also happy and blessed are you, whose hope, expectation is the Lord. Only and alone expected in him. Hope against hope. Then other helpers fail and comforts flee. Help of the helpers. O Lord, abide with me. We may render this word hope also with provision and providing for. And hope that expects that the Lord provides. When there was famine in the land, Jacob said to his sons in Genesis 42, I have heard there is corn in the land, in Egypt. And corn in the original language has the same root as hope. When you miss something, you look forward to a solution to fulfill your need. You hope, expectantly look forwards. Like in times of famine, you look for corn. And the Jewish commentary said, Tatus says, although Jacob sent his son to Egypt for corn, so that they should not perish, yet he put his hope, only expectation, in the Lord and him alone. Whose hope? Is in the Lord his God. And therefore, maybe a very personal question, in whom is your hope? In all your circumstances of life, times of need, for the psalmist it is the God of Jacob, him who is an helper, ever faithful hope. Of which another psalmist attests, God is our refuge and strength, and very present help in trouble. Which the psalmist says, Thou hast been my help, leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. This prayer, this hope, this waiting, O God, in help ages past. Our hope also for the congregation, for the years to come. Thou art our shelter, our refuge. That is who the Lord is for Jacob's. And then the psalmist, the Lord is making that very concrete in this psalm, who the Lord is for such pilgrims. And maybe for you tonight, who do not always understand God's will and way in your life. Maybe for you in times of doubt and temptation, and tossed to and fro. Then the psalmist shows, then the Lord reminds you tonight from his word, who he really is. Even for Jacob's. In the first place, he is the Creator, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is. He is the King of the universe, that's the Lord, who made heaven and earth, rules and reigns all things, also your life. And maybe you have to say, my? Did he not create you in his image? Oh yeah, you were born in sin and iniquity. And when you sit here tonight and may be born in a family, may you receive the signs and seal of baptism. The Lord has let you know, I want to be your God. And he shows that daily. In his undeserved care for you, he provides for you. Above all what we ask and pray, is then the Lord's hand not shortened, that he cannot save? Maybe you wait, or have to wait for a solution in your life, or in time of need. But here is the God of Jacob, which made heaven and earth, to whom you may flee and take refuge for all your needs. Here is a provider, a sustainer, faithfully, which keepeth truth forever. Do you hear? The Lord in his unchangeable faithfulness from beginning, now and forevermore. He does not forsake the works that his hands begun. This comfort may be for the pilgrim in our midst that do not see the way anymore. The Lord is faithful, keeps truth forever, in spite of my unfaithfulness and forgetting of the Lord. The psalmist directs, the Lord directs us to his faithful help and hope, his provision, his providence in who he is, even for a discouraged and downcast and needy pilgrim. And therefore the psalmist can begin this psalm with praise as a song of thanksgiving. When he meditates. Do you do this sometimes? Young people? Meditates who the Lord is? He, the psalmist, is doing it. It's the Lord which executes judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord preserved the strangers. And he released the fatherless and the widow. That is who the Lord is for this pilgrim. And young people, in this past week, an extensive study in America was published and reported in the news, what American people say about God. And the title of the report was America's Four Gods. The authoritative God, the benevolent God, the critical God, and the distant God. And when you read the report, I think the study says more about the American people than about God. Here in the psalm, this psalmist speaks so richly who the Lord is. Those that are oppressed, broken down, beaten down maybe. He executes judgment. He upholds their cause. What a comfort to know. Maybe with wrongs in your life, never resolved till this time. Or work, or school, or family. Maybe church, yeah. Maybe regretfully be also. But here is one. He will take it away. He will make it right. To learn to bring such wrongs and injustice and unfairness. To bring such and leave it in God's hands. The Lord lets us know in this psalm who he is for such one. Executes judgment for the oppressed. Takes and upholds their cause. He is that ever faithful God who gives food to the hungry. And day by day he loads us with his benefits. Ever noticed? Yeah, even in your daily meal. Maybe your breakfast in the morning or supper. That it is the Lord's undeserved faithfulness in your life. Received from his hand day after day. Was it an every day short on food? Remember the Lord, who he is for his people. In Isaiah 33, also in maybe today, financial challenging times, bread shall be given him, his waters be sure. Do we have much more? Even when God's word says, the hungry soul, he satisfied. Wherein do we see who the Lord is? The Lord loosened the prisoners. And through the history of his covenant people, delivered from slavery of Egypt on their way to Canaan, delivered from the Babylonian captivity on their way to Jerusalem, the epistle to the Hebrews says, on their way to a better that is in heavenly Canaan, those in bondage he sets free, delivers. And by analogy, those in bondage of sin he delivers and sets free. That is his most loving work. Does not the psalmist say, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron because they rebelled against the words of God, when they fell down and there was none to help, no help of people. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. Maybe for those in our midst in bondage, maybe not in our midst tonight, but of family, of relatives, of friends, and we know they are in bondage, whatever it may be, or maybe you are burdened by it. This is your only hope and help. The Lord loosens and sets free the prisoners. Oh, the psalmist had so much reason to praise the Lord when he sees who the Lord is as the only hope and help. Who he is not only for the oppressed one and the hungry ones, even those in bondage, but also the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Literally. Dead first, but also blind maybe for the way that is before you. Blind for the way the Lord has with you in your life. Or maybe when you're still blind for the Lord and his way and work. Blind. That he is most faithful to his word. He is there. To open your blind eyes. He is ready. He is most willingly. Blind ones in our midst. Maybe with the cry of your life. Son of David. Have mercy on me. And then Jesus stands still this night. And calls you and asks you. What will you that I shall do unto you? Is the cry of your heart. O Lord. That my eyes may be opened. He is willing. We read in scripture. Jesus had compassion on them. And touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight. And they followed him. And so he stands before you through his word. Moved with compassion. Mercy. To show you the way. By his word and providence. It is the Lord who raises them that are bowed down. There's a word in Hebrew that bend down with heavy laden in distress. He and he alone can raise you up so that you can continue on your way. Continue in this new week that lies before you. Continue because of this God of Jacob, the Lord himself, raises you up, supports and strengthens you. Does not the Lord says, the Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all those that are bowed down? Then the Lord loves the righteous. And maybe you have to say, me? Righteous? The original is a word tzaddik, that is those whom the Lord has worked, converted. Yes, maybe they still see their own sin in their life. And yet, he loves them because of Christ's righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous. He knows. Intimate knowledge of your way in life. Even when you have to ask at times, would he now take notice of me? Of my way? But then this unchangeable word, written already 2,500 years ago, the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The Lord loves the righteous. Why, congregation? Because he loves them with an everlasting love. Oh, then the Lord shows his particular care for the stranger and the widow in our midst. As the Lord commanded his covenant people, gave them directives in Exodus 22, when they just had received his commandments, how his people ought to live. You shall neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And you shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any wise, and they cry unto me, I will surely hear their cry. That is who the Lord is. Taking care of those strangers from outside the community. The Lord preserves them. They are welcome by Him. He preserves them, guards them, and protects them. And sometimes you may experience that when you live abroad or when you live outside the covenant community where God's people gather. To know something of this comfort, of the Lord's care, that you may say, Thy statutes, Thy word, have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Takes care, in particular, the widow and those without a father. Maybe among us, and you cry to the Lord. The Lord says here tonight, I, the God of Jacob, I relieve the fatherless and the widow. And then I ask your congregation, in all those years past to this very moment, has not the Lord taken care of our widows and widowers and those without a father? Is it not a testimony of the Lord's care and grace, His unfailing care? A testimony that it is the Lord and Him alone as your only help and hope. Oh, that you may see it. I also can render these words, the Lord preserve the gear that is in the original. That includes those that have no keeper, no guardian. Those that go through life alone. Those that stand alone. Those in our midst that have to say, I have no man, no helper. Is then the Lord, even through sometimes maybe difficult and lonely and challenging times to experience, not alone. The Lord is near, an help and hope who preserves. When you look to this part of this psalm and meditate upon it, do you not have to say, despite who you have been before the Lord, maybe in the years past, months or weeks, that you may say this night, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. And now the wonder, congregation, in this text. In the original we read that it is the Lord who loosens, opens, raises up, preserves, not one time, but continuing. See the wonder? Points to His everlasting, unchangeable faithfulness. When I am bowed down, He is there to raise up. When I am discouraged, disappointed, distressed, in need, this is the God of Jacob. The Lord of the covenant is there to uphold and strengthen and encourage us. When I feel alone or experience loneliness, He is there to keep, to guard, to relieve. This is the word that the Lord says to you tonight. I was, I am, and I shall be your refuge, your strength. Even in times of hardships of life, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. That is who the Lord is. That is much more than America's four gods. This God of Jacob, four Jacobs, the Creator, Provider, Redeemer, ever faithful hope and help for you. Great is His mercy and greatly to be praised. And therefore, this psalm closes on the one hand with a serious warning and an earnest admonition when you reach verse 9c. But, and the psalmist has now laid out who the Lord is. But the way of the wicked, He turns upside down. Congregation, that is an earnest, well-meant, serious warning for you. When you live without the Lord, do not consider Him in your life. this God of Jacob, so ever faithful, keeping and caring, but you do not need him. Unless you repent, he will turn your way upside down, your whole life. How impressive or accomplished it may seem, but without God, such a life, he will upside down. It will come to nothing, vanishes away. Oh, today, tonight. When you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. See his mercy and grace. Because this is not the last word of the psalm, as it closes as a coda. On the other hand, with this encouragement, the Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Oh, take courage. See this ever faithful God, caring Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord shall reign forever. That you may see it this evening, looking back in your life, maybe a way that you did not expect, maybe a way with detours and deep valleys, and yet this encouragement, the Lord shall reign forever. The psalmist closes with praise founded upon the everlasting faithfulness of the Lord as his only help and hope and sees it. It is the Lord who reigns, who's in charge, who leads in ways not known. Then I would say, mothers, in the business of your family life, here's the God of Jacob for your help. Fathers, maybe the business of our work, and we can be busy, and church life can be busy. But here is the God of Jacob for your only help and hope. Young people, young couples, do you have the Lord as your only hope and help? Zion, take courage. Thy God, your God, this God, who performs wonder upon wonder. Zion, pilgrims, strangers here below, may be afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted. Maybe through the wilderness journey of life, take courage. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, unto all generation. And your origin is from generation to generation. Oh, that gives such encouragement on the way. An encouragement for grandparents and for parents. Such give hope and expectation. Parents, when you come home, testify who the Lord was and is for you to your children throughout all those years, and attest to your children, the Lord is ever faithful. He is my only help, my only hope. I was reminded this night, I heard it. This encouragement founded hope in the Lord for the future, for the upcoming generation. Young couples, do you hear? From generation to generation, unto all generation. And testify then, as grandparents, as parents, who the Lord is for you. That it is the Lord Christ alone. My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fierce drought and storm. But heights of love, but depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you hear the depth of the words? Of this experiential tone? Do you hear the encouraging tone? Hallelujah. Great and marvelous are thy work, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are all thy ways. Happy are you. Happy are you. that had the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope, only hope, is in the Lord, your God. Amen. Congregation, let us pray. So, Lord, thou hast brought us at the close of this service, at the close of this day. And we'll grant that thy word, also of tonight, has turned us to thee as our only hope and our only help. And to see that there is one, this God of Jacob. Lord, we'll grant that thy word might bear fruit in our life also this coming week. And that we may meditate upon thy word. Lord, remember us then in thy mercy. And that we may wrestle also with the children of the congregation, as thou hast promised in thy word, from generation to generation. O Lord, will grant us a founded hope, also as church. But we'll remember when we leave this place and go home, remember us in this coming week, will help us, will grant what we need, and that we may take refuge in thee. We thank thee for thy word. And we ask these things in the forgiveness of our sins, also in shortcomings in speaking and in listening. But for Christ's sake alone. Amen.